Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
10589.
Your name?
Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Laurie, L-O-R-E.
Thank you. And for security, please confirm the address for me.
897A Heritage Hills in Somers, S-O-M-E-R-S, New York, 10589.
Thank you. I have the account located for the Wi-Fi booster with the gadget membership. How may I be of assistance?
Oh, is that what it is? Because it just says fast progress on my bill, and I couldn't remember.
Gotcha. Yes, ma'am. The merchant ID is a little weird sometimes, but it is for the Wi-Fi booster with the gadget membership.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Anything else?
What membership is that?
It's with our gadget store membership. You'll get your $125 gift card each month until you decide to discontinue.
Wait a minute. What do you mean $125 gift card?
So with the Wi-Fi booster, that's like a part of our company's service. It's a gadget. We have different like household items, car, tech, laptops, phones, etc. We have different type of items that we provide to our customers, and by being a member with us, you'll get a membership. With your membership fee, you'll get a $125 gift card each month until you decide to discontinue.
What's the membership fee?
It is $54.97.
I thought that was what I paid for the booster.
You paid for the booster. It was just the shipping.
Right.
But I think there may be an initial misunderstanding here. So let me fully break down what offer you signed up for. It is a free gift for signing up for our service, which our service is a memberships. We're a gadget membership store. By signing up for our service, you do get that free gift as well as placed on the membership each month to get a free $125, well, not a free, but a $125 gift card with your membership fee. And that will renew on a 30-day basis until you do decide to discontinue.
I was not aware of that. I understood I was getting the booster, and it was something because I had shopped somewhere or whatever. There was nothing in that information, and I'm trying to look for it on my online for any verification of the order. That's why I didn't understand what it was.
Gotcha. Yes, ma'am. It was explained in the terms. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Where?
It was in the first paragraph, second sentence.
Well, I did not see that, and I can't pull up any verification or any of that.
I gotcha.
I do want to be a member.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Per your request, I have gotten your account canceled for you. Now, I would be able to provide you with our support's email address if you would like to email for them for the information.
Well, I don't want it because I don't want to be part of this. And
oh, no, ma'am. I've canceled you.
So can I have this charge taken off my account?
I would
pay $54.97 for nothing.
Well, no, ma'am, it's not for nothing. The gift card has already been sent to you.
I don't want it.
Well, we wouldn't be able to resend it.
I looked at this whole offer, and I thought, well, that's really nice. You know, I got the free thing. I did. I paid the shipping. Now, because this was just after Christmas. I do not want to be a member of this. I'm not going to order any. I mean, I'm not in the market for any other things.
I got you. Well, there is no expiration.
$54.97.
I understand.
I got my bill today. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. So I do understand, and I do sincerely apologize for any misunderstanding regarding what our service was. I wouldn't be able to issue a full refund, unfortunately, simply because those terms were agreed to prior to moving to the credit card page to initiate it. I have, of course, terminated the account per your request. My supervisor actually just got back to me. She said what I can do as a one-time courtesy, with you calling during the customer appreciation month, I can issue a courtesy 35% refund for you regarding that misunderstanding.
No, I and want a full refund. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go to my MasterCard and tell them that it was a bogus charge, because I read things pretty carefully. What I understood was this was a promotion. I paid for the shipping. It was free because I shopped somewhere and I got this offer of all these free things. So I thought, well, that's a good idea. I'll get that booster. And I don't remember seeing anything I would never have signed up for some kind of a monthly fee for buying things that I don't need. I want a refund for the whole amount. I'm not going to pay this, so I'll just take it up with my MasterCard. But that's pretty – I don't even remember what it was. It was right after Christmas and whatever. I just saw that, and I said, oh, that booster would be a good thing to have. It said, pick whatever you want. I can't ever remember why. It was something that I had bought somewhere. They said I qualified for this free thing. I kept getting these pop-ups free, and I thought, well, that booster was a good idea.
I do apologize for any misunderstanding that has occurred regarding what our company provides. But when you initiated that offer and you accepted that free gift, you had to check a box that stated you are 18 or older and that you had read, accepted, and understood the terms and conditions. That was one full sentence.
I did not understand the terms and conditions, and I do not want to be charged this. I'm not going to pay it. I'll have to go to MasterCard and tell them that it's a bogus charge.
And what they're going to do with that, ma'am, is they are going to give you a temporary credit on it. And once they give you that temporary credit, they reach out to our company. We turn over those terms and conditions, which is considered a legal valid contract. Once we provide them that, by law, they are required to offer.
Can you send me that information? Terms and conditions, because I don't remember seeing any terms and conditions. It said that I was accepting the free gift and I was agreeing to pay for the shipping.
I wouldn't be able to resend them to you since I don't have a way to send an email, but I will be more than happy to provide you with our email address so they can send you that information. You would just have to request it.
Because that name, like I said, meant nothing to me on my bill, and I'm trying to figure out what did I buy right after Christmas. And I certainly would not have agreed to pay $54 to get offers for things.
Well, no, ma'am, it's not for offers. This is like a guaranteed you get a $125 gift card to our company store for paying that fee. We're providing gifts for our customers to kind of get our name out there. So again, I sincerely apologize.
On what I agreed to.
It was in the terms, ma'am. But again,
I can't believe that. I'm usually careful about stuff like this.
I do understand.
I don't want to be involved with this at all.
Okay. Here's what I've done for you, Eileen. Your account is canceled, which does prevent all future charges effective immediately. I have your.
I'm not going to pay $54.97 for.
I do understand. I'm waiting on my supervisor to get back to me so I can see what we can do to help you out because of that misunderstanding. Okay, Eileen. Now,
because I can't be the only one that has gone through this. Like I said, I pride myself on being careful and reading things, and I just thought, oh well, it's a promotion on this thing, and if I, you know, pay the shipping, I got it. And that was all. Nothing. There was nothing that I understood or saw talking about paying a fee every month and getting a gift card and all that.
And I do understand. So I'm going to offer you that customer support email address so you can request those terms again.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to be charged $54.97. I think this is false.
I have canceled your account, making sure there are no future charges for you. And my supervisor did actually just get back to me. Regarding that misunderstanding, ma'am, she said the most we'd be able to do as a courtesy because of that severe misunderstanding for our offer, I can issue my personal friends and family discount with that 35%. It's an additional 15%. That'll make
I want a full refund.
I will see if that's something she would be able to do. Hold on.
Because this is not, I mean, it really is a, see, I knew it was too good to be true.
Okay, please hold for me, Eileen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Eileen, regarding the misunderstanding you've experienced, we are going to waive that January charge. It does require 3 to 5 business days to process. Do you have further questions?
No, that's great. I appreciate
that. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Do you have a reference number or anything?
You'll receive an email in 24 to 48 hours.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service.